Guys, please be quiet. Be respectful. First of all, if we call you guys at 8:30 in the morning, please pick up. If we call you any time during the day, please pick up. Like, we're doing that so we can take it. It's really, really, really true and obnoxious when I have to call president because you represent us more than possibly.
Hey, can y'all quiet down a little bit back there, please?
Be respectful. Like, I know this is not our job. I did the last call. It's stupid. It's annoying. I know it's retarded. Like, you have to call your sister, call your brother all the time. Like, come out, do this, do stuff. But, like, listen, guys, like, literally right now, numbers at the polls, we are going to lose by the landslide. I told you guys this before. We have 4,000 votes as a great community. Over 4,000 votes. If we cannot win this election, and we get pulled, like, beat by student life, this is ridiculous. These people don't have friends. Like, you think I'm kidding? They don't have friends. It's not funny. Like, these kids are the kids that want to take down the green system. They don't want sorority road buses. They don't want fraternity road buses. They don't want blocks at the locates. They don't want parking privileges that we have at sorority road where you get to your house parking or here at the sorority road. They want everything gone for us. It's not a joke. They want to see every letter that we have stripped away from us. They don't want to live in life that we have. I'm being serious, guys, like, you may not realize it now, you may not realize the impact of these elections, but this can alter every single day that we live. These are such a huge election this year. The executive ticket, we need to go out and support it. We need to support our Senate, too, because how we run this campus is through passing bills and getting certain things pushed through. And we're not going to be able to do that if half of their people are in there and half of us. But then we do have to have them having bills passed that we don't want that are going to hurt us. Please step it up, guys. There's no excuse why tomorrow each and every one of you has to have 100%. Like, there's no excuse. You need to at least be at 50% now. If you are below 50%, that's embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourself. It is not hard to get 50 people out of the vote. It's really not. You go before dinner. You go before lunch. You go in between. You go real quick to class. If I can do it in 5 minutes and I have meetings every single time, if I have classes very scheduled every single day, at every single hour, and doing all these other things, then every single one person that I know should be out there too. Unacceptable, guys. This is embarrassing to not have our people support right now. Like, I blacked Sigma Nu, Delta Salon, and Hi-Fi, Linda Guy. You guys have 100%. Like, that's amazing. You guys all get involved. I applaud you and everyone else should applaud them. That's amazing. Get out every single one of their volunteers, their brothers, members out. The rest of you, we need to step it up. Like, honestly, we need to step it up. We have the resources. There's no excuse why tomorrow we're not going to be able to. Like, you guys want to win, we need to win.
Also, guys, with, like, polling locations, please be using drivers tomorrow. Get some volunteers that drive people that haven't voted to the locations. Like, not going on campus or, like, the polling location that they have to be going to too far is not an excuse. Like, just to have at least one driver at every time tomorrow, volunteering to be able to drive people back and forth to polling locations because they are scattered around a lot, and we just don't want to have that for the reason why people aren't going out.
Also, like, it's also cute, like, when my brothers and, like, some of your sisters might find it neat to, like, steal the stickers because, like, the lady that they're talking to wasn't looking. That's not the point why we have you fill the board. Then you fill the board so that we actually get the vote. All right, so keep that in mind. If you think you're going to be smart and put stickers on it, like, you know, just to fill it, that's not why we're doing this. We're doing this because we need the vote. So the houses that already did that, you know.
We know that we know you guys aren't doing it.
Hey,
You have to be aware that obviously you're going to have members of your chapter that obviously don't care as much as you guys, and might be hearing that just really, really, really discourage that.
Bye, guys. I want to start off thanking Delta Room Salon and Lambda Chi and the other two fraternities, Sigma Nu and Chi Phi. DU and Lambda Chi, you guys were done, you know, halfway through the day, and you made my life a little bit easier. So that's the good. There was more good. Theta, you guys had that incentive of getting your girls a bottle. Not too many stories do that. That's awesome. DeFi, I know you had your baby flip classes. They couldn't eat until they went and voted. That's amazing. That's stuff you need to do. So I applaud you all for doing that. Now we get to the bad news. Okay? I woke up, you know, 5:30 this morning. Not a big deal. Walk up and down the road. Nothing too serious. I didn't see anything out there. I went to Enclave, Canopy, Woodland. I went to a state, and games don't play. And those stupid kids flyered every single one of those cards. And of course I took them down. So one, they pissed me off already because I had to wake up at 5 in the morning and ruin my entire day. I look like a bum. I feel like a bum. Like, I feel miserable and shitty. I'm getting sick. So first off, I hate you guys. Now, if you guys, like, I mean, I feel like, you know, you don't really get it. They stole a real ticket today. So that's why I took all your boards, just not because I don't trust you, just because you never know with your brothers. And I marked all the spots that you guys haven't voted, because tomorrow the stickers will be changing. They're going to be a different color. I'm telling you that right now. So you try and fuck with us, and you try and change the stickers, or keep the same ones, put them on there, we're going to know. Because we're not retarded. You know, we have the numbers from today. And if that shouldn't scare you enough, I kind of want to tell you a little bit about the group system. I looked at the numbers from last year, and I was comparing them. We are 700 votes down from the first day of last fall. 700 votes down. If you guys were on the Google Doc, which you should have been all day, and you check, you know, we had 2,400 people come and vote today. You think that's pretty good? Well, 5,800 people voted. Where the fuck did we get those other people? I'm literally freaking out because I've never seen anything like that. Like, if you don't think that that's a bad thing, then you should walk out, because this could be a catastrophe. We have the potential to lose it all, and we're not going to lose it on my watch. All right, I need you guys to step up your game big time. I hate calling people out. CG, you guys have the largest sorority. You guys have the largest sorority, and you guys are what? How much percent? 24%. Fido, some of you guys have the largest fraternity right now in active members. You guys have